Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is Prime Time on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick-ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Driven by Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. For the lowest prices on cars and trucks on the east side of Portland, visit dodgeofgresham.com. Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. A short drive from anywhere.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 5:05 with Rob and Suk. Your sports bros.
Indeed.
Suk is here. We thought maybe he'd be sick today. Wasn't feeling very well yesterday, but you're on the mend.
I've rallied.
I love that. I love that about you. You're such a gamer. Well, so look, here's what's going on.
Like, we're sitting here talking, like, you know.
That's true.
Into a can. Like, if we actually had, like, if I had to do push-ups in between segments, then no.
Let's do a push-up contest.
I would have stayed home. You probably get me on this one.
Push-ups?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I don't feel very good at all. Like, I vacuumed today, and I had to sit down.
Did you get lightheaded?
Yeah. Like, after I got done vacuuming, I had to go lay down. That's the sort of exertion. So if you are ever going to beat me in a push-up contest, now would probably be the time.
How about this? How about I never take you on in a push-up contest? Okay?
That's probably a good idea.
Why would we ever do that?
I don't know. How many think you could weasel out?
Push-ups right now?
Yeah.
How many do you think I could do?
Yeah.
Or do I think I could do?
You can get like 10 or 15, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay. Probably, I mean, maybe 30, 40.
That's better.
I'm ripped, dude.
40? You're not getting 40.
I'll try it in the break. I think I could do 40. Well, maybe not.
Not
I said 30.
I'll lay a sawbuck down that says
100
you don't,
bucks?
I'll lay 100 bucks you don't get 40 push-ups.
Well, I'm not paying you if I don't get there.
Well, that's kind of the whole purpose of the bet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to make that bet, but I'll go over under 29.
I think I'm still going to take the under.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. I'll try it, though.
I'm guessing you get to about 22 and something starts to hurt.
And I'll do some real ones. I'll do real ones.
Do kneesies?
I won't do the little...
Do kneesies count?
The little
yeah, the
cheap
little,
ones. Yeah, you did on your bench press at the combine.
Yeah, that's
cheap-ass MF-er.
That's what it was.
Well, hey, listen, here's what's going on. We had Scott Barnes, the Oregon State AD, on earlier talking about who he's going to hire as their next football coach, and he... surprisingly, would not tell us.
No. He did said all things being equal, that they would prefer someone with head coaching experience, and they would prefer someone with Pacific Northwest, Oregon State ties, and an offensive guy. He said, now that's all things being equal. Didn't eliminate anyone, but I think that's, it at least gives you an idea that that's kind of where they're looking.
So if you want to hear that interview, 1080thefan.com, our Les Schwab podcast. We'll set your college football DVR here in about 10 minutes. Should be a good weekend of college football. A lot of teams have a lot on the line. We will then get some Jamie Foxx audio. Mike has that for you. I haven't heard this.
Oh, and you have to see the video because for whatever reason, there's two of them.
The video is better than the audio.
And yeah. and one of them, for some unknown reason, he's wearing a suit and tie, but no pants. And he talks about how he's so good he doesn't need pants.
So why is Jamie Foxx impersonating Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know. I have no idea what this is from. I just saw it on Twitter.
It's from First Take, which is Stephen A.'s show.
Yeah.
They did an opening to the show, and then there was a little video that ESPN put out of kind of like outtakes. So I have the opening of the First Take, and then I have like two of the outtakes that are in there.
Yeah, all right.
He does a really good impersonation. And can I say that I am a fan of pretty much anything Jamie Foxx does?
Yeah, he's good.
He's
good.
He's solid for me.
No question. I would agree with that. Coming up in the club, we will talk about the Chinese space station that is falling toward Earth.
We're all going to die.
And
wait, I was told not to worry about it.
Most popular Halloween candies. Maybe we'll get to that. But I have it by state.
Oh, and we also have to talk about the worst Halloween costume we've seen in quite some time.
I haven't seen one. What do you mean?
You alluded to this the other day.
Oh, and we didn't get the Anne Frank?
Yeah.
Too soon?
I think that's always going to be too soon.
All right. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by Coors Light. When things get hot, cool off with a frost-brewed Coors Light. Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on.
Can I amend my push-up total? I don't feel very good about this.
So originally you said 40. I laughed.
No, I did not. That's not what I said at all. You're putting words in my mouth. I
said 20, maybe 30,
maybe 40. Maybe 30 or 40. Okay. 40's right out. Then I put the over-under at 29, which I shouldn't have done. Can I put it at 22?
Well, I think you said 29. I mean, that's
I just want to lower it. I don't feel good.
25. I'll meet you halfway.
All right.
25 during the break.
I'm not going to do 25.
Real push-ups. You're not going to be able to do 25.
I don't think I am.
Can we film this and put it out on Twitter?
No.
Because we're not on TV today, so unfortunately...
Put your damn phones away.
Lynch, can you
How
film
about
this?
Theater of the Mind? We don't need it's radio.
We'll see what happens.
We're on the radio here. God. What have I done? Chris Paul of the Rockets is going to be out 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I guess he's got a knee problem. And clearly, I don't know if you saw any of their opener.
I did.
But he wasn't.
It didn't look good.
He didn't look nearly... anywhere near healthy.
Well, he has a bruised knee.
Yeah.
And sources say that the Rockets are calling agents about available point guards.
That's interesting. I mean,
Jameer Nelson's out there.
They said 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, maybe that's closer to four if they're looking for point guard help. But I heard that Nelson's agent was kind of balking at this because when he comes back, then, you know, Jameer Nelson wants to go someplace and play, not go somewhere for 4 weeks.
How old's Chris Paul?
I think he's about 32, maybe.
Yeah, he is 32. All right, Jameis Winston is going to start against the Bills this weekend despite a shoulder injury. Carolina will be without Luke Kuechly as they visit the Bears. And just in last hour, Marshawn Lynch of the Raiders suspended one game for grabbing and sort of shoving an official in last night's game.
Yeah, and I know that some people have said that this is ridiculous. You should get more. You put your hands on official, but... I think they looked at it and realized that it was not a violent shove. It wasn't an intimidation thing. I mean, you can't do it. You can't put your hands on an official. But I applaud the NFL for showing some restraint here. And you mentioned that Jameis Winston. You know, if Tampa Bay loses this, you look at that division right now. You know, they go 2-4 here if they lose this one with a banged up Jameis Winston. This is a huge game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Number 3.
Dusty Baker will not be back as manager of the Washington Nationals. He says he's stunned by it and thought it was his best year. So they won the NL East both seasons he was there, but lost in the division series both years as well. I'm guessing that the Steven Strasburg under the weather flap
didn't help. No.
His replacement will be the fourth skipper for them since 2013.
But in all honesty, isn't it time? Like, you clearly, something is wrong with Washington. How many of these disappointments do you have to have? It's almost like when Tony Dungy got let go in Tampa Bay. It's like, look, we get it. You're a good coach, but you're not getting us over the hump. So this doesn't surprise me at all that they moved on from Dusty Baker. Look, he doesn't have a great reputation in the postseason.
No, I think it's a good move.
Number 2.
Look at Showalter. Isn't he still out there? Buck Showalter? Buck Showalter's great. Every team he goes to is really good. Oh, he's still in Baltimore.
He's still in Baltimore.
I'd try to steal him. He doesn't have to drive very far.
No, he doesn't.
Blazers take their NBA best defense to Indiana tonight. And while the Pacers did shoot 50% in the first half, the Trailblazers have shot 55%, and they have a halftime lead. Does Portland 62-52.
No Turner in this one. I guess he's suffering concussion protocol and neck symptoms.
You mean Miles Turner,
Miles
not
Turner.
Evan Turner.
No, I'm sorry. Yes.
Evan Turner is the Blazers' leading scorer with 13. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum each have 12.
It's the big 12. Oh, I miss you, Dan Hawkins.
So two homecomings of sorts with Caleb Swanigan and Patty Connaughton, who played at Purdue and Notre Dame. You know, the Blazers were favored in this game.
That doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Well, they won by 48 in their opener. And no Miles Turner.
They weren't favored by 48, though.
No. But they were underdogs in that one against Phoenix. I think Phoenix was a 3-point favorite in that.
Number one.
I'm looking here. Zach Collins hasn't played. Remember Quick was telling us yesterday Zach Collins was sneaking up on Caleb Swanigan for PT.
Yeah, although, you know, he may be still battling some of the bubble guts. Who knows?
And number one, folks, Game 6 ALCS is underway. It's Severino against Verlander. They're in Houston. The Yankees lead 3-2. Verlander 8-0 since the trade to the Astros. You know, that team, the Astros, led baseball in runs, slugging percentage, batting average, and on-base percentage, yet they've mustered just 9 runs and 1 home run while batting 147 in this series.
Unbelievable. And I know the Yankee pitching staff is good, but it's, you know, I mean, this is unbelievable. And being up 2-0, although both of those games were, what, 2-1 victories. So, you know, if you're Houston, this would be a monumental collapse if they bow out of this tonight.
Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, download the new Coors Light XP app and earn points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, even game tickets. Must be 21 or over. Let's set your college football DVR. Some interesting stuff going on tomorrow in college football, and we'll do that next after I do massive quantities of push-ups.
I hate to tell you this, man, but even at 25...
I know, I'm not going to get
there. The fans aren't with you on this one.
And they shouldn't be. I don't know what I'm doing.
Can we...
It's my damn ego.
Are you going to get 10?
I do think I can get 10.
I think you... I'm putting it at like 18.
15?
I think I'm going to go... You're closer to 20. Okay. I got all faith. Right. I think
here,
18.
Here we go. Let's do this.
If you haven't done push-ups in a while, they're really hard.
515 on the fan.
Jeep Ram.
On 1080, the fan.
All right. You open this segment.
I'll tell you what. Every now and then on this program, we get to see true athletic greatness.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, watching Rob do push-ups, that's a true champion right there battling through.
One, how was my form?
Form was really good.
Form was pretty good.
Form was solid.
There was a little back arch at the end, but you were like,
no,
good.
That was from yoga. Those were not crappy, girly push-ups. You were down and up.
Real.
Those were legit push-ups.
I'm a planker.
Yes.
In yoga.
The abs.
You guys want to tell them what I did, or shall I tell them that I did 75 push-ups?
Rob completed 25 full push-ups.
Yeah, 25.
With a small break at 22.
Yeah.
He didn't go down. He was still in push-ups.
I went hard for the last three. I feel like I could have squeezed the 26th, but I didn't want to push it.
I understand. Well, around 17, you could tell that things started to get uncomfortable.
Well, 17, Rob did.
Yeah, there was an audible sound at 17.
It sneaks up on you.
And then we started slowing down, and we kept waiting for the monkey to jump on your back, but you squeezed out, a handful more after that.
I'm okay with 25.
You're feeling good.
Yeah, one, my pecs feel wonderful. I feel all ripped up.
You're going to go home tonight, and you're going to be like, hey, mama.
Hey, baby.
Take a look at this.
Is this what it's like to work out?
25 push-ups. Boom.
But I don't think I'll be washing my hair tomorrow because, well, I can't lift my arms. So,
that's just good times. Oh, I couldn't be any prouder of you.
And there is a photo circulating out there, I think.
Yeah. Now
I haven't seen it.
You were demanding. I wanted to film it.
Listen, this is radio.
No.
Can we just do something for radio only?
Well, I wanted
all this social media and the filming and the pictures and the iPhones.
I wanted people to be able to see what we got to see. Look how good my ass looks. It's taut. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's me on the floor there.
I tweeted the picture at Mike Lynch 27, and Suk retweeted it.
The aftermath. I also enjoyed that you did the Stallone over-the-top hat on backwards.
Well, my bill was going to hit the... I'm going to throw up. My bill was going to hit the floor, so I had to flip that around.
See, now if you were smart, you would have left it forward, and if the bill hit the floor, that would have been the end of your push-up. You might have gotten a couple more out of there.
Look, this
instead of going full chest to floor?
I have nothing to be ashamed of.
No!
I don't work out. I haven't worked out in 30 years.
Well, Lynch said he didn't think he could get to 25.
Well, he's carrying a lot more weight than I am.
True.
And so are you.
I'm pretty sure.
And you've got little stubby arms.
Pretty sure I can get to 25.
Yeah, but I think Suk lifts his chest, and that's a difference between him and the two of us.
I'm sick, and I guarantee I could give you more than 25.
Well, I don't want to see it now. You're sick. I want to see you tip top. I want to see it. You're going to need to prove it.
Tip top, I'll bet you I can give you mid 50s to low 60s.
Really?
Straight through.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. That's pretty bold.
No, not really. I mean.
No, it is. That's a lot.
I mean, you're going 30 plus over what Rop did, and Rop did pretty good.
And I'm a look at me.
Yeah.
Well, you're an Adonis.
I'm an Adonis.
I lift weights most days, so I should be able to, yeah.
Do you feel like a tough guy right now?
No, not at all.
You're so tough. All right, here's what's going on in football this weekend. Setting your college football DBR. We have nothing good tonight.
Look, nothing's going to be better than what I just witnessed. I mean,
you're welcome.
No display. And again, the ass was on point.
These are nice jeans.
What brand?
I don't know.
They look good.
I like them. They're one of my favorite pair.
Well, everyone has to have go-to jeans.
We've got Oklahoma State, Texas as a 9 a.m. game on ABC. That could be worth your watch. Louisville, Florida State as well on ESPN.
Well, and that's a... You want to talk about two teams that are disappointing right now. Look at Louisville and Florida State. At least Florida State has an excuse. They lost their quarterback. What's Louisville's excuse?
Okay, nothing much else at 9. You can hear them.
We've actually had a couple weeks in a row where we've had some pretty good games early on, but this is a real soft slate. Iowa State, Texas Tech. They can both score some points. That might be mildly entertaining. Yeah. That's 9 a.m. on FS1.
I think the game at 9 is Oklahoma State, Texas.
Yeah.
You can go Arizona State, Utah at 12:30. That'll be on FS1. Could be interesting to see how Arizona State follows up the Washington win. They're on the road.
Well, you got Tennessee, Alabama.
Of course, no one trusts Arizona State. Yeah, Tennessee. Oh, come on.
I know, but that's normally, that's like a big rivalry. But
Tennessee's horrible.
Well, it's the Butch Jones getting fired game.
Syracuse and Miami's at 12:30 on ESPN, and North Carolina, Virginia Tech.
By the
on
way, if
ESPN
you're
too.
If you're a betting man, I like this one a lot. Syracuse getting 17.5 at Miami. I don't think Miami's is that good.
Central Florida's undefeated. They're at Navy at 12:30 on the CBS Sports Network.
See, and I think that's going to be good. Central Florida's undefeated, the number one scoring offense in the country against Navy, who is the number one rushing attack. And Navy's 5-1 was ranked. You know, they turned the ball over, I think, 5 times and lost, I think it was Memphis by 3. That's going to be a good matchup. And by the way, could end up being one of those, group of 5 teams that'll play in a New Year's Bowl. That is a big game, actually.
Oklahoma's got to win if they want to stay in the college football playoff talk. They're at Kansas State at 1. Of course, the Oregon-UCLA game is going to be at 1. I don't know what you expect there. I just don't think Oregon's going to win that game.
See, and I...
Even though UCLA seems like a mess,
UCLA sucks.
Well, but their offense is like a top 15 offense, man. They can sling it. Josh Rosen's good.
I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about it, but I think Oregon goes into UCLA and wins. And if they don't, I don't know if they go to a bowl game.
Well, same with UCLA. If they don't win this game, they have tough. The rest of their schedule, they still have to play at USC, at Washington, and at Utah. UCLA wants any hope of a bowl. They got to win this.
Well, and Cal, too. I mean, there's not an easy slate. That's probably the toughest remaining schedule in the Pac-12 is UCLA's.
So those games are at 1. The best stuff is in the evening. There's two key games, and they both start at 4:30.
You're talking about BYU East Carolina?
No, I'm not. That's at 4.
Well, if you care, CBS Sports has both of them as two of the 10 worst teams in the country, if you want to see what happens in that vicious cockfight.
So Michigan, Penn State, 4:30 on ABC, and then USC Notre Dame is at 4:30 on NBC. So those are your two best games of the weekend right there.
And I don't know. I think Notre Dame beats the crap out of USC. I think USC has been living on borrowed time. They should have lost against Utah. They should have lost against who did they pull one out of? That's going to drive me nuts that I can't think of it.
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. They should have lost to Texas. I just think they're living on borrowed time, and I think Notre Dame is good. I don't know if Notre Dame's elite, but their one loss is a 1-point loss against Georgia. I kind of think USC gets exposed, and it wouldn't shock me if Notre Dame wins this by 2 scores.
What about Michigan, Penn State? What do you expect there?
I don't know what to. Michigan's offense is just so bad, but Penn State really hasn't played anyone. I think this will be a low scoring affair. I don't buy Michigan's offense being able to score enough points.
Then we've got Arizona-Cal at 5 on the Pac-12 network.
I kind of actually want to see this, that Arizona, same thing with Arizona State, we all left them for dead. Arizona is quietly sitting there at 4-2, And, you know, they've got this Tate kid at quarterback now that is just lighting the world on fire. They're scoring a ton of points. I'm kind of intrigued by what they can do against Cal, because Cal is had a resurgence.
And then Pac-12 After Dark is ESPN at 7:45. Tomorrow night it is Washington State hosting Colorado.
God, if you need a get well week, I give you Colorado, Washington State. They need to come out and just beat the hell out of them, because that's by far the worst performance we've seen from a good team this year was Washington State last Friday night against Cal.
So unless you've got your eyes on Oregon, UCLA at 1, it's a pretty light day all the way until 4:30 when you get Michigan, Penn State, USC, Notre Dame. And as we mentioned earlier this week, those games are college football playoff elimination games. Essentially, Michigan has to win to have any hope of the college football playoff. If they win, that means that Penn State next week, to have any hope of staying in the college football playoff picture, would have to win at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then, of course, USC Notre Dame, the winner of that is still in the combo. The loser is out. So that's your biggest game of the weekend right there.
Now all the USC fans pissed at me because I don't think USC is very good. Sorry. I don't buy it. They beat Notre Dame, I'll start buying into what USC has. I think they're living on borrowed time, and that nothing about them to me looks like a college football playoff team. Nothing.
Well, but we said that last year.
Yeah, they did. And they completely turned around, and by the end of the year, and it's like I have some sort of hatred towards USC. I thought towards the end of last year, USC, if you just took away the records and you said, who do you think is one of the four best teams in the country? I think USC belonged in the college football playoff. They were better than Washington last year. But it's a different year, and nothing I've seen from USC so far leads me to believe what performance that I would like to see from USC fan. What performance do you want me to look at that says, yes, that's one of the four best teams in college football? Because I haven't seen it.
All right. Coming up next, we have Jamie Foxx audio. And let's take a look at baseball. My Dodgers are in the World Series.
Your Los Angeles
Yankees
Dodgers.
Astros
you know
underway.
You're wearing your Royals hat.
It is 5:31. And here is Michael.
Gresham, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, let's first let you listen to Jamie Foxx. With two X's. He's pretending to be Stephen A. Smith here.
And when you see the video, I wish we, you know, it's radio, but the video makes it even better because the mannerisms and like the hairline, and it's just fantastic. So just like YouTube it, they're all over. And they're really, really well done.
First of all, I thought that he was a professional. He's nervous, as you can see, when it's on the line. Look at him. Get out. Get out. First of all, you was wrong about Tim Tebow.
I was not wrong about
yes,
Tim Tebow.
You were wrong about the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm never wrong about
you
the Dallas Cowboys.
You want me to kneel on you
right
now?
I'll
kneel. Watch me kneel. I will kneel. I'm not afraid. He's a sellout. You see that? He's not afraid. You know, see, I'll kneel in front of everybody for my cause. Will you do the same? Stephen A. Smith. First of all, let's be clear. My name is Cleveland A. Smith. The A is for Asian. You can tell that I'm part Asian by the way my hair lays down in the back.
First take now.
So that was the open?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I was born first.
Okay, that's real Stephen A.
I was born first, yeah. Not
what
you.
What makes you think the unmitigated gonad for him to think that he was born first?
They cut my eyebrows and use them for hair weaves. That's how great the grain of hair is.
Let me explain something to you.
Let me explain something to you.
Had we not been twins, I would have more hair. You took half of my hair.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, but if first take did more bits like that, I'd be more inclined to watch.
Exactly. And now you have to watch the one where he's wearing no pants for some reason. He's talking about his calves.
Well, in that little one where it's all the clips where they do the little beep beep noise, he's pantsless almost the entire time.
He's not wearing any pants.
Cleveland A. Smith.
Cleveland A. Smith, who I actually enjoy. That's the first time I've ever enjoyed anything that Stephen A. Smith has ever done.
Who's he debate on there now?
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And then who debates Skip?
Shannon Sharp.
Okay, and that show's called
Undisputed.
Yeah,
and that's on Fox Sports FS1. One.
I don't know if they're on at the same time.
Do we know how those shows are doing?
No clue.
If you believe the Richard Deitch guy, or however you say his name,
yeah, he's that media guy.
Undisputed is awful, like no ratings.
Oh, really? But First Take still gets ratings.
He doesn't compare the two as much anymore, but I'm sure it does. Yeah,
I don't know. I have not. Here's the thing. Occasionally, I see First Take on. I have not seen, nor am I aware of when it's on. That Undisputed show, I just see promos for it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever see is promos. Because if you're watching a football game on Fox Sports 1 or whatever, they just hammer you with promos for that show.
I don't know anyone that watches it. But Stephen A. Smith is interesting that he's not my cup of tea, but he's got a huge following. He's got a successful radio show, and like people like him.
Who's more tolerable, him or Skip Bayless?
Stephen A. Smith is more tolerable than Skip Bayless.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
See, I think Stephen A. Smith is a blowhard. I mean, but most of the people doing that are blowhards. I mean, that's the whole point. Like the Jim Rome, have a take. You know, it's this outlandish opinion. But at least his, to me, are rooted in some form of reality. Skip Bayless is just, I don't know if it's an act, but his stuff is so outrageous.
He just tries to get people riled up.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of. And I think Skip Bayless is a terrible human being. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know. At least some people appear to be friends with him. Like some athletes like him. No one likes Skip Bayless. Like, does Skip Bayless have a friend? So at least some people can tolerate Stephen A. Smith. I don't know one person that can tolerate Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless has millions and millions of friends.
You know who likes him? Skip.
Money.
Colin likes him.
Colin, like, well, he has to because he's on FS1.
Well, no, I talked to Colin when he was here. Remember he came out here whenever that was?
Yeah, he did his little thing on OMSI.
Well, that was several years ago. He did one.
Event with you, right?
Did a thing over in Northwest Portland, but mm-hmm. We had a big lunch beforehand with some clients and stuff. I was talking to him. He likes Skip.
Really?
Yeah, he thinks that Skip's great. And this was before, I mean, I can say this now because he was saying that we're going to pull Skip Bayless from ESPN.
Yeah.
That was before Skip Bayless made the jump. And I was like, oh, all right. I mean, I kept my thoughts to myself. I'm like, oh, whatever. But they paid him, you know, a gajillion dollars to jump over to FS1. Colin loves him. He thinks he's great. Not getting any ratings over there.
No, I think that's one of those like, oops, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have paid that. But, you know, a lot of those big signings haven't worked out. Bill Simmons ended up being a giant flop.
What's his deal?
Well, I just...
He's just not a great on TV, not a great camera guy.
No.
Right? He's a good writer.
He's a good writer, but he bombed with his big deal, and both at ESPN and at HBO. Who was the other guy that, who's the guy that they paid a gajillion dollars to from Sports Illustrated?
Rick Riley.
Rick Riley.
Is he still around?
No. That ended up being a colossal waste of money.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, again, just they paid him a ton of money to come over and everyone hated him. And all the FS1 hires that they've paid all this money to, like the Skip Baylesses and the Whitlocks, none of those have worked out either. I just think sometimes we get into this thing where it's like, oh, well, it's this big personality and they carry these huge followings. And I think a lot of people are finding out that no, you don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. Okay?
Okay.
Do you agree with my assessment there?
I do agree with your assessment.
Because we could launch into a whole thing here, but it's already 5:42.
All right.
Stay on time.
Well, look at us.
Yeah.
Making a smart decision.
Look at the Blazers.
How about that?
Don't look at us. Look at the Blazers.
You're giving it to the Pacers.
Yours, ours. They've only given up 15 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, this would be this, and the Pacers scored, what, 140 in their opener?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that defensive ranking's for real. Not that Indiana's great, but...
It's game number two. Slow yo roll.
Oh, I see. Guy does 25 push-ups, now all of a sudden he just...
That's right.
...throwing his weight around, breaking on time, telling me to slow my roll.
Yeah, you slow yo roll.
However.
When we return... Let's take a look at who might play in the World Series.
Ooh, let's.
Because, you know, that's going on.
Yeah, there was a...
Starts next week.
That L.A. team. I hear they're pretty good.
It's 5:43, folks. This is The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Driven by Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's get you set up for the... World Series, which is going to be next week.
Astros Dodgers, right?
Maybe. You know, it could be. It could also be Yankees Dodgers, which I'm sure Major League Baseball would just be doing cartwheels for.
Oh, you want to talk about sports pants being tight. anytime New York and LA are involved in anything.
That would be their perfect World Series, wouldn't it?
It would be. I don't know if you could come, unless the Yankees and the Red Sox could somehow pull a Rob, and you have two teams from the American League play.
You know, it's never happened, but don't count it out.
Rob made that prediction once in hockey. I think if Major League Baseball could wave its wand, they'd make that happen.
Well, whoever went, so right now it's the top of the third.
Yeah.
And the Yankees and Astros are scoreless. Verlander looks good.
But it's game six. The Astros still can't hit.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's a meltdown if the Astros don't win the series?
I do think it's. Well, let me. It's not a meltdown if they don't win the series. It's a meltdown if they bow out here at home in game six and if they hit 142. This is the team that had basically the best offense from the very start of this thing that we were talking about before they kind of stopped caring and hit a little bit of a slump. They were on pace to break the 116-win record of the Mariners. So to see them go out against a good but not a great pitching staff in the Yankees, to see them hit 142, and what do they have, 9 runs so far in the 5 games? I mean, that's a meltdown. That there's no other way to put it. That's a choke job.
So since going to best of 7, there have been 25 teams that have taken a 2-0 lead in the championship series. Mm-hmm. 22 of those 25 teams won the series.
Yeah.
So only 13 teams since 1903 have ever overcome an 0-2 deficit in any series. Any series. 5 or 7 games. Only 13. So it really, even though this series, it doesn't really feel like that big of a comeback,
because
right?
Because both games were 2-1, and it wasn't like one team was clearly better.
But the Yankees were down 0-2, and if they win, they will be the 14th team to come back from an 0-2 deficit in any series since 1903. The Royals did it, I don't know if you know this, when my Royals won the World Series in 1985, they did it in both the ALCS and the World Series.
No, I don't remember that.
They were down 0-2 to the Jays and the Cardinals. Of course, Mets, Red Sox in 86. Yankees, Braves in 96. Yankees were down 0-2. And then, of course, the Red Sox in 2004 with the Yankees. Those are just some of the teams that have come back.
And they were down 0-3, that Red Sox team was.
So, but Dodgers,
to see the way this is going down, I'm legitimately stunned by how bad the Houston Astros offense has been.
Well, we'll see if they can break out tonight. The winner of that series plays the Dodgers.
Who put to rest any sort of notion of a Cubs momentum comeback last night.
Well, they sure did. And not only that, but man, you got to give them a lot of credit. The Dodgers, they dominated the Cubs.
Yeah.
In that series, the Dodgers scored 28 runs. The Cubs had 24 hits.
Yikes.
So if you take out that stretch where LA went 5-19, that was from August 26th to September 20th. If you take that stretch out, they have, including the playoffs, they have gone 106-39.
Good Lord.
That they win 73% of their games.
And Seager is probably going to come back and be able to play in the World Series.
They're so good.
And not that they need him, because their offense is scary good anyways.
Yeah, their offense is dialed in. Their pitching is filthy. Kenley Jansen, I don't know how anybody hits him.
Well, and it's not just him either. Their bullpen is so deep that it's not just Jansen on the back half. They have a great bullpen. They have dominant starting pitching. And, you know, even when they go to their bench, it's the deepest team in baseball. And Justin Tucker has decided to be gall darn Babe Ruth.
So game one is going to be Tuesday in L.A., game two Wednesday in L.A., and then they go to either New York or Houston for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, games 3, 4, and 5.
Well, and they'll be on what? What did you say? When was game one?
Tuesday.
So, yeah, Kershaw should be able to go, right? He pitched on Thursday, so you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, in theory, if you wanted to, Kershaw would be at the top of the lineup and able to go, you know, at least 2, if not 3, if it went 7.
Yeah, I think you got to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't. Dodgers looking pretty good. All right. What else is going on? Do we have any leftovers from this week?
Any tidbits hanging out there?
I don't think I do.
You got it all?
I think we got it all in this week.
And including Gay Bigfoot. I mean, it's been a very productive week.
You know, the club has been, well, let's just say the club has been.
It's been eventful.
It's been something.
Harry.
Yes. Harry is a
literally
covered in leather.
Yeah. We've discussed some rather racy topics.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we're courageous here.
That's what we do. Well, and look, we haven't even gotten to the club today, and we've tackled my man whoredom and wanted to marry just anyone that's rich.
You would give up your sexuality for money.
You're over here breaking push-up records, and we haven't even gotten to the club yet.
Thank you.
I mean, all hell's breaking loose today. I don't know where we go from here.
I don't either. Well, I'm going to try to keep it on the rails.
Good luck with that.
I've got an in the news segment where we'll learn about what happened with that Vegas security guard that they finally found.
Oh yeah, did you ever see him on Ellen?
No, I don't watch Ellen.
I didn't watch any of that.
I didn't know Ellen was still on.
I think Ellen's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, she got a big show.
I think so.
Big ratings. Oh, I saw she just bought a $20 million mansion on the beach.
Did she really?
Life's good for Ellen. Yeah,
it's good. I'm telling you, those daytime. If you have a talk show, whether it's late night or daytime, I think that's the life, man.
Have you caught any of Kelly? What's her name? Who's the old Fox News? Kelly Fox.
Kelly Fox.
What was her name?
Megan Kelly.
Sorry.
Oh,
dude,
that
Fox.
Thing is getting ripped apart.
Her show?
Yeah,
it is.
Like, I guess they're saying that the ratings are just abysmal, and she just it's.
What time's she on?
It is. I think it's at 9 or 10. It's an old-fashioned dumpster fire, and they don't know what to do with her because they gave her like a gajillion dollars.
Oh, no.
It is bad. I saw the one with Tom Brokaw on it, and she just couldn't be more uncomfortable because it's not it's a talk show format. It's kind of like the old Oprah show where she's like wandering the crowd. She couldn't be more uncomfortable and out of place.
I love Tom Brokaw. You put him on your show, your ratings are going up.
Well, she got some flack because she cut off Tom Brokaw in the middle of a gun control rant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's going up against Live with Kelly and Ryan.
And I guess it's not going well at all.
That's a juggernaut there. Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
And I guess they gave her, what was it, $40, $50 million. Like they threw the bank at her, and now they don't know what to do with her.
They're saying 12% decline in viewership from last year during her show's debut week.
Yeah, it's not so good.
The second week of Megyn Kelly Today saw a 24% drop in viewers from last year, and the third week, a 23% smaller audience. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not so good. But what do? You gave her all that money. You got to pay her. So you're going to pay her to
Well, you stick with... I mean, God, she got on there September 25th. You don't think she can get better?
Have you seen it?
No.
It's not pretty.
Well, but...
She's very uncomfortable.
What else are you going to do?
She's very, very uncomfortable.
You're getting your ass kicked by Kelly and Ryan anyway.
Isaac Rop, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave her on there.
Let's put you on there shirtless and see what happens.
Give her a chance.
Get the lady demographic. And the Bigfoot video, 50 years old today.
Maybe they should put Phil Donahue on there.
Ooh.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Or Sally Jesse Raphael?
She's dead.
Sally's not dead.
Guaranteed.
She's still wearing the red glasses?
Ooh, Donahue's 81.
What's Phil up to?
Oh, probably just being old.
Just hanging out.
I guarantee you he has a lot of ear hair. You know?
I just miss Phil Hartman doing Phil Donahue. That's what I miss.
It was a good bit.
Yeah.
And Sally Jesse is also 82.
Mm.
And boy, does she look it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, she looked 80.
But she still has stark red hair.
Sally Jesse looked 81 when she was probably 50.
Was she good? I mean, what was her big...
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's not real hair.
Well, of course not. No. She's 82.
That's a really bad wig. Was Sally good? I'm going to say no, but...
Sure she was. Come on.
She was popular. She was no Jenny Jones.
Who's that?
You remember Jenny Jones?
No.
She had one of those cheesy... Ricky Lake-esque talk shows. Like, you'd stay home from school and, like...
Oh, yeah. I Google image her.
You'd lay on the couch and watch some Jenny Jones. Something about, like, turn my frumpy diva, one of those. Like, a lot of...
My frumpy diva.
A lot of makeover shows, things of that nature.
Hmm.
Catch me outside. How about
my
that?
Favorite is still the Maury Povich paternity test. For my...
Well, don't you remember that Povich used to be, like...
He was, like, serious.
He was a serious talk show host. He was really good. And then he just turned it into the... Garbage.
I'll tell you what, for my money though, if I had to watch one daytime show, it'd be Maury with like 9 guys up there and some lady taking a paternity test with all of them. There's nothing better when he drops the "you are not the father, any of you." And like all 9 guys stand up and they like do a choreographed break dance and all, and the girl like runs backstage. I know that's human misery, but damn it, it's good TV.
Thank you for that.
All right, coming up next, it's the club. We will talk about the Chinese space station that is careening towards Earth. Where it will land, no one knows, but it weighs a lot, so you might want to watch out. And the missing Vegas security guard has been found. 558 on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.